Welcome to the Underdog Stuff Mixtape Series live. It's not quite a podcast, kind of how a mixtape's not quite an album, but you do have my commitment that every time we get on these airwaves that we will do our best to bring some new content to these digital streets for savers that are ready to become first-time investors and entrepreneurs in our communities. It's not always easy, but together it's possible, and we will, you know, unpack the journey of navigating community, culture, and capital. And given today's world, we should probably figure out how to navigate that fourth C, which is Corona. And we'll get into all that. I'm grateful to be going on the journey with you. My name is Gregory Neesmith. I am the founder of Underdog Stuff, also a Philly native, and a recent Wharton School grad. And one of the things I also enjoy doing is that I am the community relations director and entrepreneurship mentor at a nonprofit called Bridges to Well. With that, we're gonna get into it. Today is volume one. It's the relaunch of the Underdog Stuff show, and I'm excited. This is episode, I think we're gonna call it All In on Philly. And I'll explain what that means. That's on multiple levels. We are all in on Philly here, and hopefully it'll all make sense by the time we get up out of here. With that, we're gonna have a guest join us today, Steven Jackson and Ricardo Calderon. And just so you guys don't get it confused, it's not the Steven Jackson from Up in Smoke podcast on Showtime, although this Steven Jackson can ball out. But this is Steven Jackson and Ricardo Calderon, and they're co-founders of the media production company called All In Lifestyle. And maybe that gives you a little bit of a clue why the name of this show, this episode, is called All In on Philly. Also, I'm all in on Philly. After taking some years away, I am now back in my hometown, at home, and at peace. And so I'm happy to be hosting this show live from Philadelphia. And Ricardo and Stephen are joining us from Philly, too. With that, a couple things before we get into it. You can join this live stream today. If you want to get on camera and share your thoughts or your questions, just text Philly, P-H-I-L-L-A-L. P-H-I-L-A, period. I'm thinking of the song. No, dial P, put P-H-I-L-L-Y, Philly, and text 555-888. And then through the magic of technology, you will get a link to allow you to join this conversation. Also, if you want to let your fingers do the walking and talking, you can do that by going to LinkedIn Live or Facebook Live, search Gregory Neesmith, and let us know your comments, and we'll be sure to read them and share them on air. With that, I don't want to waste too much more time. Normally, I kick off the show with unavoidable news before we get into unpacking the journey with our guests. But y'all know the unavoidable news. There's a pandemic going on, and it's still going on. We're going to survive it through it. Let's continue to stay connected and support each other. What else is going on in the news? Joe Biden's trying to tell us who's black and who's not by who we vote for. I'm not even going to get into that right now. And I have my own personal unavoidable news. A week ago, I graduated from school after a long, 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 long journey. Talk about unpacking the journey. But I am now a graduate of the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, and it feels good. So shout out to everybody who has supported me along that journey. And that is this whole another episode, and we'll get into that another time. But with that, we're going to take a quick break, because then when we come back, we're going to get into All In on Philly with the co-founders of All In Lifestyle Media Production Company, Steven Jackson and Ricardo Calderon. Also, throughout the show, we're going to get to your comments, to folks who want to join live and ask a question to myself or to our guests, and more to come. With that, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to have the fellas from All In Lifestyle after this quick break. Welcome back to the Underdog Stuff Mixtape Series. And today's episode is All In on Philly. And it'll make sense why we have that title literally in about a couple seconds after I introduce our guest. And we have Stephen Jackson and Ricardo Calderon. They are the co-founders of All In Media, All In Lifestyle Media Production Company. And today we're going to get into it. They're going to talk about joy and pain, and that'll all make sense in a quick second, and talk about being co-founders and that whole journey. Also, how we can all tell some better stories. And then we're going to end the show with how can we all work together? Because this thing all works out better when we go on the journey together. So with that, what's up, Stephen and Ricardo?
What's up, brother?
Peace, brother. What's going on, man?
Hey, you know, just having a live stream on a Memorial Day weekend during the pandemic. Before we get into it, let me just first ask each of you, Stephen, how are you and your loved ones doing during these strange times that are going on in the world?
Everyone's doing well. There's a lot of blessings, I think, amongst, talk about joy and pain, you know what I mean? Like such extremes. And I feel very blessed and fortunate this morning or this afternoon because I was able to be a part of two larger Zoom calls. One where we shared our short film and we really hosted a beautiful conversation about just how we find peace and balance and tension and create from that space. And then I also had a Zoom with my family, which is always a trip. And that was great too, man. So I feel good. Above me and Rick being important, you know what I'm saying, just human beings, we've got mad love for each other and everybody else. Congrats, man. Congrats on your show. Congrats on graduating, bro. Like, you know, I'm a fan. You know what I mean? So it's an honor, man. It's an honor.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. And very cool that you're able to get some work stuff done, but then also get some family time in. And Ricardo, what about you? How are you doing and your loved ones during this time?
Appreciate that, bro. I want to second what Steve said, man. Just that, the music you have bumping right now, listen, man. You have me in a whole other place. No, seriously, all the blessings to you, King. The vibe is just always, always, always bright with you, man. So appreciate you. You know, everything is good, man. Just like everything else, ups and downs. Family's good, though. Family's good, all right. Navigating and adjusting like everybody else, you know?
Cool. And for folks who may not know, you're not just navigating for you and the loved ones who are here already. Don't you potentially have some loved ones who are on their way?
Oh, absolutely. And they can't wait, kicking and screaming. You know what I'm saying? Just kicking and punching in mom's stomach. Yeah, man. Super blood.
Cool. And so for those who don't know what I'm talking about, who's kicking and screaming?
I love baby. Our first. Yeah. Expecting at the end of June. It's an exciting time.
Very cool. It's going to be a special summer.
Unique and very interesting, to say the least.
Yes, indeed. So with that, I'm glad to hear you two are doing well. I know one of the topics we want to talk about is not only the joy of life, and especially a lot of folks might be experiencing a lot of joy during this time, but also a lot of pain too. And to give some folks some context about why we even want to have that conversation today, I want to play a trailer from a film that you two have created together called You Are Not Alone. And I want to play that clip for folks just so it can kind of set the stage for some of the conversation today.
Now, my life right now is confusing.
It's okay. Take your time. If it's helpful, close your eyes and take a deep breath. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in
and out. You got this. Good. There's the one everybody loves. But then you left. Prior to that phone call, you were doing okay. And now you want me to pretend like you're here to stay, like everything's gonna be okay? Because I know you. And I don't trust you, Joy. And I don't trust you. And I don't trust you, Joy.
What goes through your mind in this moment as you watch that trailer?
If I'm being 100% honest, yes. That was fire. That trailer was amazing. Listen, honestly, I was smiling the whole time. I was smiling because it's beyond, it has deep meaning, the project, but just what a journey, like what an experience this project has been. And I think, not to speak for both of us, but I don't think we could have anticipated what we were embarking on when we first sat down to like just brainstorm, you know what I mean? So it's smiles, man, you know, it's smiles, it feels good.
I hear that. Well, if you could, I've been lucky enough to see the entire short film, and I appreciate you guys letting me get a sneak peek to it. What was some of the actual joy and pain that you went through making that short film? Mm-hmm.
Go for it, brother. Go.
Got you. To Rick's point, what a journey. I think it stretched us in a lot of ways. It's our second short film that we produced together and the first fictional piece. I think it stretched our expertise in terms of Rick wrote and directed it. You know, I was just fortunate enough to be in a position to be able to do a little bit of acting, although I am not formally trained in the least. And it stretched us in a way of business, because I think to your point, just in opening the show, like, how do you do business in a healthy way as partners, as community members? And so I think it stretched us in terms of expertise of actual skill and craft. It stretched us in terms of like how we actually share it, because what we do now is we are very intentional around creating these community spaces to air it online, create dialogue around it, because it's way bigger than just a short film. This is about internal dialogues that we all have. And thirdly, how do you create a business model around it? You know what I mean? Like, how do we actually create and leverage capital to continue to build in a capitalist system? So it was a stretch, brother, and beautiful. And I have so many more thoughts that I want to come back to later, but yeah.
We can get to some of it now. You mentioned the business piece, and we're going to talk business because oftentimes there's the tension between art and commerce and how they come together, especially for folks who are becoming first-time investors, not from North, a lot of folks who listen to the show. Was there a moment where you were like, should we really be doing this right now? There's a lot going on in the world. Should you be working on new projects? Should you double down the stuff that you already know how you do and do it well? Because you are also running a business too.
It's a beautiful question.
How much time you got?
Hey, we got time.
Yeah, man. I think there's so many different ways to answer that. I think that, of course, you know, of course that thought comes up. You know, to be transparent, but not to put, you know, not to speak on both of our behalf, and also not to put too much out there. But it's, you know, there is that space of like, yeah, there's the love of the art and its expression, and it's deeply rooted and aligned with, man, just this deeper connection with humanity and community and empathy. And that's real. That's 100% real. Gotta eat though. You know what I mean? And like, one's creative process and journey doesn't always align with like your financial responsibilities. You know what I mean? And it's like navigating that. And I think this project was interesting because Steve and I have very different experiences. We're different people, right? What was really interesting though is man, did we not have some deep conversations about like where we were pulling this joy and pain from, you know what I mean? Because there were a lot of different spaces. Even creatively, there was a lot of spaces there, you know what I'm saying, of tension where like we see things differently, you know what I mean? And being able to like, there's such a parallel between that and then like the business hat of like, we gotta eat, you know what I mean? Like we gotta eat and also honor like the creative journey and process of it. It's a dance, man. It's a dance.
And how are you feeling about the dance as we get to this Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, the dance of the joy and pain, the dance of art and business?
Cool. I'm going to be short-winded, man, because I want to hear from Steve on these two questions too. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel blessed, man. I feel blessed and humbled. And I'm super, I'm 1 hour removed from having one of our community care calls where we just actually screened the short film. And I have family on it. We have some good folks that I don't even know. And it just, how it's bringing courageous conversations and people together is just such a beautiful thing. And I'm not saying that because we created it. I'm just saying like an expression created permission for people to connect in an authentic and vulnerable way. And to be a part of that, any part of that is such a blessing. It's such a blessing because it's helping me. Like this morning, I went to church. I went to therapy. You know what I mean? Like I went to the fire and convened with Village, and it was blessed, man. Super blessed.
That's awesome. And I do want to hear from Stephen. And to anybody who's just joining right now, you're watching or listening to the Underdog Stuff mixtape series. It's the premiere episode. And we have Stephen Jackson and Ricardo Calderon, who are the co-founders of All In Lifestyle Media Production Company. They talk about their short film. And they're also going to talk about being co-founders. And we're going to talk about some potential projects we can do together. And they're storytellers also. And they're going to help us tell some better stories going forward. So with that, Stephen, your thoughts just on like where you're at right now in this journey as we sit here on a Sunday and you're dealing with the juxtaposition of business, but also the art.
Bro, Key, you just said juxtaposition, bro. Wow, that was serendipitous to say the least. So homage. So I will pay homage because of what you just said, that I have been reading a book called, or listening to a book called Mindful of Race. And the reason I bring it up is because Ruth King, phenomenal woman who does a lot of really powerful work on race and conflict resolution and meditation, all this cool stuff. She opens her book up with context around race and racism in specific. And at first when I listened to it, I was like, why is she, like, I wanted her to get to like the healing part. Like I want to talk meditation. I want to talk like community and building. Why are we talking about this like horrific, traumatic, like, and as I sit with him, it's the juxtaposition. It's the value of tension and the inevitability of it, because ultimately the truth lies somewhere in the middle, and or the truth doesn't even really exist. It's just an interpretation, and we are the observer, the witness of it. So I still have to say, it was so powerful when you played that trailer, because not to be super vain about it, but it's interesting to watch myself do those things. And when we were on this community call, I didn't share this with Rick yet. When we were on that community call earlier today, he walked us through an envisioning exercise at the very end to kind of close out the call. And what he asked us was to show yourself love and to like visualize it more or less. And I saw there's a super quick scene in that trailer that's from the short film where there's two people, two of me looking at themselves. And what I saw when he said that is I saw myself get closer and I gave myself a hug. And it was so like vivid in my head, I could see it. And it was powerful. So I had to say, the context of what we're going through right now is real. Whether it's Corona, whether it's inequities in terms of finance, health, all sorts of inequities in on the globe and between people. And then we moved to a much more like personal space for me, where it's like, how do I individually heal in that world? And then how do I, from that space, meditate on how do I have fellowship with other people? To Rick's point, how do I come to the fire and bring more fire, or just bring myself? You know what I mean? And so, I think of all of that as a part of me, and that's how I can humbly approach a conversation around business and not forget that like that I'm valuable, whether we have this business or not. Like the business is cool, and the story of All In is interesting. If that's interesting to people, but it's also like, you know, I'm enough, you know, I'm enough. You are not. So yeah.
And I don't want to stick there just for a second. And it makes me think of this next question, which is why this film? Why now?
In many ways, it wasn't right now. You know, like we timing, man, is such an interesting thing. So we produced this short film. We started this back in November, Steve, 2019, something like that.
The world was a whole different place in November.
Completely different place. And maybe like a month before all this kind of happened, we put the bow on it. It was like everything was cool, and we had aligned some screenings and we're gonna do some beautiful things or whatever. And we were just kind of like holding on to it. And about a weekend, we were like, I need to see this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to walk this journey of like finding that balance in my emotions right now, cause I'm tweaking. And so why now? Because right now is always gonna be the perfect time to align with your truth. You know what I mean? And embrace all of yourself. Don't wanna give too much away, cause definitely wanna bring people into the thing, but it's really about you know, we were tasked with trying to create a piece that would motivate people on navigating life stress. And off the top, we sat down and we're like, all right, bet. And in conversation, like Steve was sharing with stress amount, I was like, all right, bet. Those are not what I don't stress out about that. You know what I mean? And we quickly found like, okay, this isn't going to be a universal thing. Like, we really need to be mindful of everybody's experience is different. So trying to be abstract, but also like practical. And what do we all do? We all are up here. You know what I mean? We all have that internal dialogue, whatever that looks like. And yeah, man, why not right now? You know what I'm saying? Because each time, you know, and I want to hear Steve what he said, but like each time that we watch it again, I don't want to sound like narcissistic or just each time that we watch it, it's like, man, I have a different conversation in my mind. You know what I mean? And I go somewhere else that just needs attention and love at that moment. So why not right now?
I get that. And also maybe to give folks some context. So I love for other entrepreneurs to hear this, that, you know, right now is always a good time. But maybe some context of how does this play into the bigger picture for All In Lifestyle?
I'd be happy to take a crack at that. And I just want to share in terms of why now. For me, it has a lot to do with vulnerability. I think to Rick's point, it's always, you know, being present to what is available is such a powerful theme, because within the imagination, everything is available. You know what I mean? And that gets complicated, but when you're able to be present to how you really feel, you can transform a lot of things in your life. So I say that to say, take that with a grain of salt, because there's a lot of things that don't necessarily change in your imagination. But I think how that relates to the business is we have taken a lot of pivoting steps for multiple reasons. And our imagination is, I think, at least for me, it's crucial, because as we empathize as business partners, we've been building a team, you know, and teams are so crucial. It's really easy to feel like you have to go alone. As that mythology around entrepreneurship, that like it's me against the world sort of thing. It's a powerful engine for action. And I think when we can really be strategic and humble around how can a team help me grow this business? So for instance, removing the fact that I did some acting in a short film, I know going forward that I'm not trying to be that technician. Like I was blessed. I mean, man, what a journey. And I would do it again if that aligned itself. But I also want to graduate. In order to graduate, you need a rite of passage. In order to find a rite of passage, you have to be vulnerable. And those moments in business, man, can change the game. And teams help you curate that. You know what I'm saying? To Rick's point, we're different people. Rick put something in front of me and be like, yo, bro, what do you think? You know what I mean? Like, we have many other friends and team members who are very disruptive, which is so valuable. That tension allows for those new business moves. And I think to your last question around why now, and why I would love to flip that question just slightly and say now and. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, now we did this, and what else can we build on? You know what I'm saying? And so the short film, let's be real. I'm super transparent, right? We're looking for additional contracts to do similar work in the mental health wellness space. We're looking to do more commercial type work in that space, especially around Corona. I mean, coming back to work and that whole mental health, being at home, self-care, family care, so on and so forth. And then also thinking about short films and how can we create spaces where it is, let's be real, there are profitable partnerships to be had with other sponsors and partners. Don't need to be corporate, but just other folks who are interested in getting a return on investment on really deep resonating conversations. And I just to belabor the point just one more time for anybody who sees this and has any interest in being an entrepreneur, or a business manager or whatever, every one of these online screenings, right? Let's be real. That's me, and I just this is the balance. Beautiful creative space, so healthy. So, oh man, it feels so good. When it feels good, it feels great. On the other side, that is 100% all in. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to advertise because nobody's leaving that space not knowing what all in is. They're not feeling the flavor. You know what I mean? If they feel it, they are all in. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a lot to be learned around graduating to new understandings of business models and pivots that we can find as we become more vulnerable in that journey. If that lands.
No, I think that's helpful. And one thing I got from that is that I should not call you an actor, that you're not going to stay in that space for that long. But I think what would be helpful maybe for people too is if you were explaining to someone what your business model is, what would be like the most like down to earth or simple way you would explain to them, like what is all, because there's a lot of people who want to do good in the world and they might be creative and they want to have a production company too. And they see this short film, but maybe that is your business model. Maybe it isn't. But if you have to explain to somebody like, hey, what's your business?
Yeah. Can I hop in on that? I'm chomping at the bit, man. I'm chomping at the bit. Value proposition. So what's interesting is we're not really a production company. We are a production company. What we do before, during, and after the production, that's what we actually do. What we do is we enroll people and we help finding those moments of graduation. So the reason I say this is because the value proposition, you could go to, there are a million production companies. Anybody with a camera could be a production company. But how are you not only telling the story, but allowing for a level of authenticity and humanness so that resonance can be felt on the other side, so it actually pulls somebody in? You know what I mean? And that shit is hard. Rick, I apologize, I'm rambling here, but the enrollment process for this short film was me. Rick was enrolling me. And that's if the short film, if anybody gets a chance to see it, if it seems authentic, it's because we believed in the role. I wasn't acting. I was just channeling a bunch of emotions that Rick was like, all right, here's what I want you to feel. And I trusted him enough to be like, all right, man, I'm gonna go there. And I went there. And it just happened to be a camera in front of me. You know what I mean? That kind of enrollment is what we do with every single partner. We just happen to have cameras. You know what I mean? So I think I answered your question, but I may be incorrect.
No, and well, I think what you also stated is that a lot of times people get caught up on the what a company does, but normally what differentiates any company is its why and its how, right? Everybody makes cell phones, but Apple wants to do it in a way that is creative and sleek and easy to use and has some type of pop culture mystique to it. Android does a different way, but the what's, there's always a lot of what's, but we win on what's our how and on our why. So that makes a lot of sense, that it's not about the production itself necessarily as the point of difference of the why. With that, I do want to take a quick break. And make sure we allow for folks, if they have questions or comments, they can text Philly to 555-888 and they can pop up on screen and talk to us live on camera. Shout out to Julia, who attempted to pop in earlier. We weren't able to get her on. We appreciate you. And we saw her comment on LinkedIn. Shout out to folks watching on LinkedIn Live or folks watching on Facebook Live. When we come back, I want to talk to our guests, Ricardo Calderon and Stephen Jackson, founders of All In Lifestyle, about something that's come up a little bit in the first segment, which is being partners and who enrolls who and what and how do you make decisions and should I even have a partner and co-founder? And yeah. I want to talk about storytelling because there's a lot of folks out here who are at home and they got a lot of time. Well, some of us have some time in our hands, but we definitely have a phone in our hands and they may want some insider tips on how to tell their story and tell it in a more powerful way. With that, we're going to come back after this quick break and get into more of All In on Philly with the fellas from All In Lifestyle after this quick break. And I told you, it's going to be a quick break. You're back. We're back at the Underdog Stuff Mixtape Live, Mixtape Series Live. And we have special guests with us, Steven Jackson and Ricardo Calderon of All In Lifestyle. And we're talking about, man, joy and pain, short films, the tension between business and art. And now we're going to get into a bit of a conversation about being co-founders. I know a lot of folks who listen to the show are entrepreneurs and doing it for the first time, or investors doing it for the first time. And there's always one of the big questions, just as a bit of context. I was listening to a podcast a couple weeks ago, and this guy was talking about being a co-founder. And he was saying he would mentor new co-founders, and they'd always have questions about, oh, there's so many things I got to worry about, this and that, and what I do. And he said, no, there's three things you got to worry about as a founder or a co-founder. He said, you got to worry about what's the vision for your organization, whether that's a for-profit or nonprofit. He said, raising money to actually fuel and run your organization. And the third piece is having a team and building your leadership team. And that could be you as a co-founder and your other leaders, or it could be you and other founders. And so it brings me to this question of, how did you two meet? And was it always in the cards that you two were going to co-found a company together?
It's a deep, that's a good, you got to go back into the crates, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful story, man. How we met, long story short, the sport of basketball brought us together, man. The sport of basketball, like it does, like the sport, any sport brings people together. We were coaching similar guys in the city, and Steve years ago, and I'll let him tell his story, but Steve years ago started a program called Leadership Beyond the Game. And it's such a beautiful face, and I'll let him, you know, share more on that. But we're at a rec center in the city. I was coaching these young guys. He showed up. He was one of the coaches. Like, yo, whatever you need, let's rock. Invited me to go over to Tui's, and it was, that's it, man. It was basketball, just did the rest, you know what I'm saying? But I think fast forward, met in a more professional setting when he was doing some work with a great organization. I was working for the mayor's office at the time, where we reconnected. And for me, on mine, it is just I take who I allow in my circle very seriously. You know, who I choose to like exchange energy with. Like I take that very seriously. And beyond business, beyond whatever, beyond brotherhood, friend, like just Steve's has such a beautiful heart, man. He has such a beautiful heart as a human being. And I think for me, just the brotherhood and the trust of like, man, like I know no one's perfect, but like, I know that's another brother out there, like who genuinely means well, like this dude has such a beautiful heart, and I've seen it displayed in so many different ways. So if it's business partnership, bet, let's rock. You know what I'm saying? If it's doing something creative, let's rock. If it's basketball, let's rock. If it's whatever, let's rock. Just because I trust the source, you know what I mean? And it I think that's just forged over years of relationship and working in many different ways. But he actually, I don't want to share his story because he's going to share a lot of it, but Steve started his own enterprise, man. He started Jackson Core, and as a homie was just like vibing out with him. He would pick my brain off and back and forth. Steve would talk the tree if you love him, you know what I'm saying? And just for like the neat, yeah, just looking for that, and you know what I'm saying, looking for that energy and that plug. And we just so vibed out on story, man. We vibed out so much on the power of story. And truth be told, when you ask the question, like, what's your business model? Stories have the power to heal. That's our business model. However you want to tell stories, we want to tell stories too. Let's rock. Right now, we just happen to use video. You know what I'm saying? But it's really about bringing that community together and spreading that empathy and that love, man. And that I've witnessed that in Steve as a human in so many different spaces, where if it's business, if it's whatever, like, yo, I'd be down to even try it just because I can trust that source. You know what I mean? To get very vulnerable, I asked Steve to be one of my best men at my wedding. And this was like, we maybe knew each other like 3-4 years going on at that point. And it was, I remember it was weird, but it was like, yo, as an adult, I want to be able to say like, I trust my instincts. Like I trust what the universe is telling me right now. And I want to have faith in that. You know what I mean? That's just my little spiel on that, bro.
Well, a couple things that come to mind as you share that. I also met Steve for the first time in person on a basketball court at Believe Park out in North Philly. I forget the exact location, but we were playing ball outside is where I first met Steve in person. Obviously, we connected on email and stuff and over the phone, but the first time on the court, so ball is definitely life. And also want to give a quick shout out to Julia, who left a comment, who you touched something when you said, I take who I allow my circle very seriously. And she said, nice one to you, Ricardo, for sharing that. With that, is there more to the story that you would like to add, Steve, before we go into some more stuff about being partners?
Nah. I would just, what's interesting is that another juxtaposition, man, I would talk to a tree. I'll probably talk to a tree later on today. You know what I mean? Like, I let my circle, I pretty much let anybody who's interested in being in my circle, I let them in. If they can handle it, well, good luck.
So I do want to pick up on the fact that Rick mentioned you had or have an organization, something you created called Jackson Corps. Mm-hmm. And so there's people right now who are out here doing their own thing, trying to create something in the world. They have a start of a brand or organization. Why divert from that? And divert might be the wrong word. You'll correct me of what word it should be, but you were doing one thing. Why start something else? And why did you even start it with a co-founder?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, man. I'll be very honest. I was uncomfortable with Rick being, at least in my mind, like subordinate. Because what the original suggestion was like, oh, well, we'll make All In a part of Jackson Corp. And I was like, nah, bro, like, we got to go 50-50 on this. Like, this has got to be something else. Because I it makes me uncomfortable to not be prepared to graduate to a space where, like, somebody can be on my team and feel at peace with it. I just wasn't there at that point. It also seemed respectful because when All In, so Jackson Corps, I have a software, I have an app, and it's all around peer mentorship and curating experiential learning for youth, young adults, and that sort of thing.
And why you do, might as well tell them where they can find it, or look, website, something. Don't just leave folks out there like, they don't know how to spell it, that it has two R's. Like, help us out.
Thanks. So my website is jacksoncore.com. It's Jackson, like Michael Jackson. O-R.com. Core is the Latin root of the word heart. So it was like, I wanted to put heart in the middle of technology and leadership. That was the idea.
Exactly. There were people right now typing in C-O-R-E, just be like, where is it?
That is real, right? You would not find it if you went that way. So started the app, and beautiful experience. It actually, you know, we've launched with a couple sites, and it's going relatively well. A lot of lessons learned there. And I have gone on a journey with teaming with people. And to Rick's point, there were plenty of stories, and I do trumpet this a lot, but Rick went to film school. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was like, bet. That's Rick knows this world. I'm with it. Let's give it a shot. We were inspired by some other folks who were doing kind of like DIY video making. And this I don't know how Rick will feel about this, but I will say that I have gone all in on this thing. There has been no half stepping around that. I'm either broke or the company's doing well. You know what I mean? So all in seemed very fitting. And so we started this interview series called All In, where we would interview people going all in on their passions and their dreams. And it tailed off because Rick was like, yo, man, we should shoot like a short film. We should do something bigger than these interviews. And I was like, man, let's do it. What do you want to do? And because of that, it had to be co-founding. It had to be, this has got to be 50-50, bro. Like, this has got to be equitable. And the same with other partners. I continually am uncomfortable, and I don't know if that'll change anytime soon, with having colleagues who become friends or vice versa. The feeling, the hierarchical feel of like my company and them being on my team, as opposed to, yo, we're all chiefs, and chiefesses, or the female version of that, in the same campfire that Rick was talking about in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? We all come here and we're all part of the same circle. It feels in a capitalist economy, it feels very hierarchical, and I'm uncomfortable with my friends and colleagues being on my team as opposed to us curating and pouring into our team.
I feel that one of my favorite sayings is instead of me, we, and this whole idea that you're actually included in we also. And partnership can change your life as a way of being, just being in partnership and collaboration with people. So I get that. And the world wouldn't have All In right now if you two weren't partnering together.
Thanks.
So I appreciate that. For folks out there who are attempting to find a partnership, a co-founder, what is it from your own experience that can maybe help some folks? What type of things should they look for in that person? It's such a big decision.
Don't ask me that question. I'm here to set the man. I'm shooting from the hip every day. No, man. Truth be told, I don't have an answer to that, man. I think for me, it's gonna sound redundant, but it's you know, I think what's really a blessing and like just such a privilege in terms of like partnership and brotherhood is that we're really intentional. We'll give each other space, you know what I mean? Like space that what we need or whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? Like there's so much, bro, we could agree. We can get off this podcast and get on the phone and be like, yo, you know what? We ain't really trying to do business together no more and whatever, and never talk again. And now, like, I will have zero negative feelings about anything because the, forget business, forget partnership, forget short films, forget whatever. The individual journey I've gone on, just like trying to create a space, but like also be challenged. You know what I mean? Like there's a constant, we're super optimistic dudes and we're super like loving whatever, but like we're constantly challenging each other for wildly different reasons. And I think the understanding and like being intentional with giving space for that growth is like such a valuable tool. So for whatever it's worth, like, yeah, there's a trust, but it's also like, you know, the appropriate challenges, you know what I mean? Like aligning with what aligns with you, you know what I mean? Physically, mentally, emotionally, because it's always shifting, you know what I'm saying? Like it's always shifting. And if there's a partner that can understand that shift and like they play their great selves too, you know what I mean? Like that's it's worth trying, you know what I mean? You're going to grow regardless.
I guarantee you just helped somebody just now.
Who knows, man?
I did. Well, someone's thinking about trust and someone that allows them space, someone where they can be around, where they can be themselves and yet still be challenged. And I think that conflict's going to mean that something's going to end between them and that person. I'm willing to bet that somebody got something out of it.
If your business partner lets you go over to their apartment at like 1 o'clock in the morning and like stream of consciousness starts spewing out like really like deep, dark, like feelings towards an experience, and like in a poetic form, like just because, it's a really good partner. You know what I'm saying? <That's>
I am not mad at that. Very cool. So there's folks that now, you know, they potentially have some thoughts about who and what the power of partnership and collaboration. You guys also help people tell stories. And I'd love to like get inside the mind of folks who part of your everyday life is helping people tell their story or telling stories. What are some things that I should, or people listening right now, consider about when they want to tell their story?
I'll take a crack at it. And Rick is notoriously really good at telling stories, so I will then defer to him. For me, it goes full circle, bro, back to the word you use, juxtaposition, man. We had community call, and we actually had a young person join, a younger person, and they used the word intersectionality. And for me, it's like me and Rick went to a storytelling workshop. It was a long time. It was at the Comcast Center. It was a long time ago. And it was, you know, we were trying to network, you know what I'm saying, do our thing. And this woman gave this presentation. I did not anticipate how good this presentation was going to be. I was like, yeah, I'm sure it'll be good. It's Comcast, whatever. It's shiny. Everything will be nice. Yo, she... Can I curse on here?
Yes.
Fuck my head up, man. Fuck my head up all to shit. And because she talked about these switches in stories where you can go from joy to pain, or from lack of meaning to purpose, or from loneliness to connection. You know what I mean? Like all of these, what could seem subtle, but very, very themed journeys. And the reason I bring it back to juxtaposition, one, because it's a nice circle back to the very beginning, which is dope just as a storytelling technique. But then also because when you can, and you know, within our own collective imaginations, if you can, like, you know, it's almost like magic. You know what I mean? It's like I don't know what it's called, but it's like distracting, when you like distract somebody so they don't see what happens. I don't know what that's called. But if we're talking about pain, you know, and corona and people dying and mental health and frustration and poverty, and you can just like subtly, or not so subtly, bring a juxtaposition of like the joy, and you can let the characters see both and then potentially journey to another one. And that's kind of like that switch, whether it's a juxtaposition or an intersectionality space, which is a whole bunch of options. I think what makes a really good story really good is when the audience watching, the person who's participating, can participate in that choice. Choice is so powerful, you know what I'm saying? And if they can participate in that choice and empathize with why the character or themselves, why they would choose that too or not, that's some powerful shit, man. That's journey. You know, that's the hero's journey. Yeah, man, that's an important thing. And just to circle back to the original point that I had made earlier, it's like stories are cool. How you prepare people to tell their stories, how you invite someone to share in the story. You know what I'm saying? Healthy relationships. You know what I'm saying? How do you get people's consent to tell a story? That shit's powerful too. You know what I mean? So that, but I, you know, I defer. Rick is a very good storyteller. So
yeah. And Rick, before you jump in, I just want to give a shout out to everyone who, before the show, I posted a question, which is, what would be the name of your short film, your book, or your mixtape that would describe you and your life in 2020? And so we had some folks chime in with the title of their story for this year. One of them was The Shift. Another one was Phoenix. Another one was Unpacking the Journey. So a range of different stories that people would potentially tell. And so I love that we're having this conversation. Shout out to all the people who shared prior to the show, and those who want to share right now what the title of their story would be for 2020. And then with that, I'll turn it over to the director himself, Ricardo Calderon. Talk to us about storytelling.
Man, that when you asked that, like storytelling, like I'm gonna be right. There's, you know, you can Google all types of elements of story and all that stuff. You know, there's real structures and awesome strategies to like tell powerful stories, no doubt. In my mind, it's who's telling the story. You know what I mean? And I say that because for me, storytelling takes on so many different things. Storytelling is you sitting alone with your thoughts. You know what I mean? Like it could be anything. And the reason I say it's to Steve's point, the reason I say who's telling the story is that for me, when it comes to like telling my story, it's the first thing I have to do is say, hey, stop judging yourself. Like, chill with that. You know what I mean? Like, cause we're gonna go nowhere. We're gonna get two sentences into the story and you're gonna be frustrated and it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? And then you're not storytelling. You're just writing whatever, you know what I mean? Or not really authentically communicating your thoughts. So I think we're, you know, in a story, one of the elements is like the story arc, right? So like characters have like a character arc. It's kind of like this thing we follow them through. You know, I think in real life, like that's true. You know what I'm saying? Like we're not one part of our story. We're not that one moment or that one climax or that one character. We're not the villain or the hero all the time. You know what I mean? Like we're just, it's our full story, you know? So I would focus more on like who's telling this story and like embracing that entity to like be able to honor whatever comes out of that.
You know, what I love about that is I recently was writing about some of my own personal story. And oftentimes I will judge myself or sometimes edit out some of my journey. So for example, a lot of people know that I didn't finish school. I've come back and like, hey, there's this story, you graduated. But sometimes I'll leave out because I'm judging myself that I concealed and kept a secret that I didn't finish, but yet started at this Fortune 100 company right after school, right? That's part of the story, but I will sometimes leave that out and judge myself. But what I've learned is that people actually want to hear the story. And that it comes across differently when I leave certain pieces out because I'm self-editing as opposed to just being like real about, well, this is part of how I got to this point. And that's why it matters so much. Or, man, why was he crying when he grabbed? Like, what was so, like, oh, I left out, like, why it was such a big deal to me? So I really appreciate that. And no problem, before we go to the next and last segment, if you don't want to share, but just if you could maybe share one of you with the folks listening, is there a part of your story that you judge yourself about that you've learned to let go of that judgment?
I'd be happy to tackle that, man. I don't know how much time we have, so I don't want to run on, but just let me know if I'm running on or, cause I see the clock at the top, but, we had a care call last weekend. And
I think Rick's smiling right now.
Yeah, man. And we got on the call and everything was going great. Everything was going really, really good. And I said, and even that, see, there's judgment right there. Like there's a dichotomy of good versus bad. And there's judgment there. Because I have an expectation, I'm attached to that expectation. But I think this story will help. So we're doing a call, and there's only like six people on the call. It's not that deep, but it was deep because we want these spaces to be authentic and feel like people can share, you know. And I don't know if y'all or anybody who happens to be watching or wants to text in or whatever, but I don't know if anybody has been in a conversation where you really feel at the end of it, you're like, oh, I'm a different person now. Like this has changed my whole life. And I want it to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be that way. So in the beginning of this call, I'm like, hey y'all, the majority of people I don't know on this call. Most of the people I didn't know. And they didn't know me. And I said, I'm gonna be really vulnerable. I said, so you're talking about how we're doing self-care. I said, I've been crying a lot. And I I heard crickets. And I was like, shit. I should not have said that. I felt myself start to judge me because in that moment, I was thinking about the days previous to that when I was fucking crying. And I was like, you know what? That's me. I'm not ashamed of that. But I was waiting for something from somebody else. You know what I mean? And it's like, That's not why I was crying in the first place. That was for me. You know what I'm saying? So like, I bring it up because I've been thinking about courageous conversations a lot. Because Rick and I and a number of our other partners do work around that. There is a model for a courageous conversation. I think it relates, which is the first piece of it is just noticing. You don't think anything about it. You don't feel anything about it. You just see it. It's drifting down the river. It's just something that happens, you know? And then you engage it. You ask yourself, oh, how do I feel about this thing that I noticed? You know, how does it look? How does it feel? That's interesting. Okay, I feel that way. Maybe I feel this way. You know, you're able to like start from a very safe place of not being attached to it. And then you ask yourself, if I were to be attached to it, what would I feel about it? And then you move to a space of understanding and then finally empathy. And I think that for me, today and tomorrow could be totally different. But right now, right here, as I sit in my apartment alone, we so badly want to like skip pages. You know what I'm saying? I want to skip to the end when I'm successful. You know what I'm saying? I got this dope co-founder and this popping to be partner. You know what I mean? Greg, I'm a manifest guy.
Yes, indeed.
And I want to skip to the part where we're shooting our next short film, and it's about underdog stuff. You know what I'm saying? And like, and your story. and I'm not noticing and I'm not patient with the process. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just thank you for going there and sharing. You are not alone. And I think it's always helpful when we can hear other people's stories. And you remind me of the fact that you used the word earlier, present. And little did you know that before we started the live, I oftentimes try to think about ways of being for entering into the moment, because you never know what's going to happen, right? Technology, someone gets on, someone can't, everything can, who knows what's going to happen, but I like to ground myself in, I'm just going to be this way no matter what happens. And the three words I had were curious, creative, and present. And I bring that up to say that I'm present to the fact that we are already working together. We're doing it right now. And guess what? For folks who don't know, we've done it off camera too. And so I have to remind myself that, to your point, I may want this worldwide show. I may want to host a show in Philadelphia on Channel 6 or whatever it is. But guess what? I'm hosting a show in Philadelphia right now. And I'm working hard to stay, to your point, present along the way, and to remind myself a lot of what I think I want and I'm working toward, a lot of it is happening in the present already. And so I look forward to us working together more in the future, but I'm grateful that we're working together right now.
Thanks. Yeah. I gotta start my day every day like this.
With that though, we're gonna get to the big finish. We're gonna take one last quick break, and then we come back. I got just two questions for you. One is, what would be the name of your story for 2020? And how can we work together some more in the future? With that, we're going to take this quick break, and then we're going to answer those questions, and then we're going to get up on out of here. You listen to the Underdog Stuff mixtape series, and you also might be watching it too. And it's not quite a podcast, like a mixtape. It's not quite an album, but it's happening. And we'll be right back after this quick break. Going to be a quick break, and we are back with Steven Jackson. Not the Steven Jackson that plays ball or used to in the NBA, although this Steven Jackson is pretty good at ball. And supposedly, Ricardo Calderon is also good at ball, too. I want to see it for myself. I can't wait till all three of us can get on the court together. But for right now, you all may know them as the co-founders of All In Lifestyle Company. And we've been talking today about a range of stuff, the new film, short film called You Are Not Alone. And before we get out of here today, they will share with you some ways that you can interact with them and see that short film. Also, we've been talking about having partnership and co-founders and that whole journey, business models, how to tell stories. And we're going to end today's show with two things. What would be the name of your short film for you and your life in 2020? And then we'll talk about, hey, how can we work together in the future? So with that, who wants to kick off the first question? What's the name of your short film for 2020? I see Ricky ready to jump in.
Yeah, man, because I think that's such a dope question. I saw that question and I was like, that is such a cool. Mine would be Introduction. Mine would be Introduction, man. I think, man, everybody is on a journey. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has the roadmaps to those journeys. You know what I'm saying? I have no idea, Gregory, that you just climbed a mountain and are on the other side of it. You know what I mean? Like, I have no idea that Steve just swam the ocean. You know what I mean? Like, we're all on this journey and we have no idea what it is. And I said to say that for me, I think for a minute, but really for the past like year, man, I've just been on this journey of forgiveness, of unpacking. I'm an onion, brother, and just like trying to figure out these layers of myself, and honestly just being tired of not knowing who I am. You know what I mean? Like, not really know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have an idea, but like really just being still and at peace with all of that. And I say introduction because I think right now there's so many things in my life that are causing me to like understand myself more, you know? And in many ways I'm being introduced to myself, you know what I mean? Like this journey of becoming a father has been such a like beautiful, beautiful journey where, you know, I can feel myself just getting to know myself more, you know? And that's not always pretty, but it's, I think that would be the most appropriate title, just introduction. I feel like I'm really getting to know who I am, create who I am, introduce myself and reintroduce myself into the world as well. You know, there's, it just seems to be a theme in my life right now.
I love that. And I've been enjoying the introduction.
Hey, that's what I love.
Steve, talk to us. 2020, short film. What's the title?
It would be called. I'm trying to articulate it the right way, but I'm gonna get there. So Rick and I were talking to another good friend, and I shared. And I was hyped about when I shared this because I thought it was fire. I was like, I said something along the lines of, "How is it? It's almost a paradox to be all in and discover more. Because if you're all in, theoretically or rhetorically, like that means everything is in. So how could you be discovering more? So the paradox of like giving all of yourself to something, yet and still being able to find even more depth. Like all, here's what it'd be called. This is a shout out to an amazing good friend of ours named Shahid. Life is not a linguistic phenomenon. I said to say that
there's depth to that title.
And I love him so much. And that's not a shot. Life, we use words to communicate how we feel. You know what I mean? Like to capture what is speakable. You know what I mean? Yet and still, that's the paradox. Like what. The fact that there are things we can speak means there are things that we can't speak. I'm really curious about all of that, but in particular, what is outside the unknown unknowns, man? You know what I mean? I know I'm rambling and I don't know what I would name a book or a film. I would.
The unknown unknowns, bro. That's a
yeah. Yeah, I think we've all heard some potential. There's some working titles.
There's a few. He hit you with like five or six.
Yeah, we're creative. Who said it had to be one? You could do a trilogy if you want to. Like it's,
thanks.
It's all good. Come on, man. You could do a series and that those are just different episodes in it. We can create whatever we want. It's just a thought starter and folks can answer it in any way they like. But I think it's just always helpful too to think beyond just sometimes just the moment. And so for me, the question was also just to allow myself and others to think about the entire year, not just potentially the moment of this pandemic for us. And that we get to write a full story that this is part of, but it's not the whole story, or it doesn't have to be.
Right.
And so right. I love that both of your stories are well beyond just this moment also. It's good stuff. Like all that. Right. Oh, and then I should probably share, because just in case folks are wondering, I like, kind of like Steve, I don't have one title, but the ones that have been popping around in my head are Finding My Way Back Home, because literally and figuratively I have, and for the first time in a lot of years, I feel at home and at peace. And I haven't felt that way in a long time. Digital graduation, analog gratitude, just cause that's top of mind. And this whole idea of a lot of stuff is happening virtually, but there's also like the analog world. And then my last one is Unpacking the Journey, which kind of feels in the spirit of what you said, Rick, in terms of introduction, like there's a part of me that is enjoying both for myself and people I connect with, just unpacking and telling those stories and unpacking the journeys that we're all on. So those would be my potential 2020 mixtapes books. miniseries, whatever.
Let me know when they drop them, brother. I want some.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate that. All right, last question. Because funny enough, right, we talked about collaboration and partnerships and co-founders and doing stuff together. As the African proverb goes, right, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, let's go together. Just as a space to just put it in the universe and start to brainstorm some stuff, what could be something or some things that we work on together going forward?
I have an idea.
Oh, and then also, just so you know, this is for everyone listening too. You might get inspired while you listen to this, and you might want to work with All In or work with Understuff or work with all three of us. So this is a question that we are answering, but it's a question for all of us who get to hear this.
Love that.
I'll say this, and I hope that if one of the three of us or the three of us collectively don't use it, I hope somebody else uses it, because I think it'd be a popping idea. I would like to suggest that we produce a film, whether short or feature film length, around a collective of entrepreneurs of color, who really, I was having a conversation with a young guy, his name is Andre, Rick knows him well. He's like a walking Jesus, he's amazing. And he was telling me, he shared with me a thought around, like, to be a person of color and in business in your own community is very difficult, because to your point, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And it's like, he said, if I was going to be a landlord in a black community, and he was trying to paint a dichotomy. So like this, he's oversimplified, but for the reason of the story, he said, it would be very difficult to either one, profit off of my community, or two, choose the option of like looking out for my community. Like finding a healthy balance is difficult in the system, in the economic system that we live in. And so I think a film, a story that explored this entrepreneurial undertaking, it would almost be like the origins of Black Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? Like talking about coming back home, a resurgence of how do we go together in a system that is designed to separate us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my suggestion. I'm going to be popping. And I think there's plenty of money behind it. You know what I'm saying? We can find people of color who got guap and want to tell you that story.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. It's I have some ideas too that are in that same area. So I'm loving that. Rick, talk to the people.
Man, as you were asking, I immediately thought it would be I'm not recording this, but it'd be really cool to capture those moments when we first come back together. You know what I mean? Not video, not whatever, just like however you you know, because I the optimist in me is saying like, hey man, there's a lot of lessons learned here. You know what I mean? I'm taking a lot of lessons away from this time, and we could be better on the other side of this, you know what I mean? Or in this or through this or whatever. And then I'm also reminded of like how easy we forget, you know what I mean? And like how distracted we could become. So, and maybe it's not documenting, but just like, man, the next time I go into a public space, I would love to take a moment to like be intentional, you know what I mean? And remind myself like you just came from a space where you did not have access to this and it wasn't your choice. You didn't have a choice in the matter. You know what I mean? And like, I hope something, you know what I mean? Like when, and in my mind, obviously it's not going to be like everybody leaves their doors at the same time. We all just like meet it apart. But like, yeah, man, something where things start to loosen up and like we're engaging again. Like, man, there's a lot of opportunity there to build as a community. You know what I mean? In that moment. So honoring that moment in some way, shape or form, as opposed to just like, the green light, I gotta go, you know?
Yeah, not being present to that moment.
100%, 100%.
No, I feel that. And thank you for both sharing, and I'll share mine before I comment or we both comment. Just, you'll see potentially, hopefully, some overlaps. One thing that came to mind was a series, and to your point, I think you said this, Steve, if we don't do it, someone should do it. But one of the themes of Underdog Stuff is helping savers become first-time investors and entrepreneurs in their community. And I thought it'd be interesting for us to create a series around the first time. And the first time meeting up together after the pandemic, the first time you got a car and how that changed your life, the first time you kissed someone, like the first time is something that I don't know how much that story gets told all the time, because if we fast forward to almost anything, just the topic of entrepreneurship, we see the folks who've made it a lot. And even we may talk about the journey a lot, but that moment of, like, you know, sometimes the start is what gets in the way for most people. So just the theme of a first time is something that came to mind for me. To your point, Steve, earlier about the documenting people who are trying to do well and do good as business folks or entrepreneurs, that is an interesting juxtaposition of what that looks like. And then lastly, this one's like out of left field, but I love basketball, and I know that you do too. And I always dreamed of something in my head. Baller 360 is what comes to mind, but taking that, there's a lot of youth that love sports and entertainment, and what would it look like to have a weekend camp or a week-long camp where they take the 360 degrees of that industry and role play being a coach, role play being an owner, role play being a player, have life skills like getting interviewed after the game to learn about public speaking, and kind of like we embrace their curiosity. And there's some filming of that. There's some facts that we love basketball. So those are some of the things that have come to mind just as I think off the top of my head in this moment, and also picking up on some of the stuff that you guys said. So I'm gonna pause there. As we know, the conversation isn't an ending one, it's a continuing one. Any initial thoughts to those things? And then we'll do a wrap up about how folks can find out more about the wonderful things that you two are both doing separately and also together.
I have a quick thought. One, I'd love to introduce you, if you don't already know him. His name is Tracy Alexander Jones, great guy. He does a lot of work around sports and that 360 model that you had mentioned. Really good dude. You might already know him, but.
No, I don't.
My thought, I'm on board for that. I love the first idea. I think that's outstanding. I'd love to, I'll be honest with you, like, you know, my next thought, and this is, I think this is useful context for just being, you know, a business person, is like identifying the ROI so that we can enroll investors. You know what I mean? So I love that idea. I would love if it were like fictional, to be honest, just because I like, you know, I'm on this fictional kick because I think it's dope, because it's more abstract and it can be interpreted in multiple ways. But I think it's a great idea, bro. I'm on board.
I love that. Yes. And to your point about the ROI, it goes back to the earlier discussion, which is, what are the three things to be concerned about, or at least have a lot of focus on, is what's the vision, raising money, and then also who's the team. So I love that. So with that, we're going to get ready to wrap on up. We went a little longer than I thought, but I think that's all good. Shout out to Julia, who also had one more comment. She said, excellent work, gents, and looking forward to your future collaborations. I'm looking forward to them too, Julia. So we're going to continue to make that happen. With that, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your Sunday to come through and talk on a range of things about your journey, about your film, about entrepreneurship, and about just being creative and also just being good brothers. With that, before we wrap up, anything that you didn't get to say that you would love to say, or a closing thought or a question you wish I would have asked that you're going to ask yourself and answer it right now, but any closing thoughts from each of you?
Well, I just want to say, man, it's such an honor, man. The feeling I get every time we connect, brother, is just always great. And to be a part of this journey alongside you, you know what I'm saying, the relaunch, and you mentioned like the first, I know this being the first, but in many ways it's like a rebirth, and it's just such an honor to be a part of that, man. And congrats to you to graduate, and just all the successes, man. It's a lot of our work is within that wellness space, and to see another brother doing well, man, and just taking those courageous steps is inspiring, brother, for real. And I'm not saying that to just give you gas, it really is motivating. So appreciate you, brother. It's an honor, man. I'm looking forward to your point, continue our collaboration.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you too, brother. Steve.
Speechless, brother. I couldn't agree more with Rick. And just honored, humbled, and grateful for the opportunity to share, man. It's such a blessing.
Yeah, I appreciate you too. With that, how can folks get some more of, man, there's a range thing. How can they get more Jackson Core? How can they get more Steven Jackson? How can they get more Ricardo Cordero, how can they get more All In Lifestyle? Tell us how to find you.
Yeah. Social media wise, search for All In. You can Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Please find us, reach out to us. We are very accessible. We will respond. I'm willing to share my email in case folks want to email instead of go social media wise. My email is Steven with a V, so Steven at jackson-cor.com.
Cool. Rick?
I didn't hear the question, brother. I'm gonna be honest with you. My internet was acting wild, so I don't know what we're.
It's all good. It's all good. We want folks to, if they want more Ricardo Calderon and also All In, how can they get in touch with you personally? And also, and then Steve, I shared how they can get in touch with All In.
Straight up, to Steve's point, All In on all platforms. We'll respond, we'll connect. And it's, let's grow the village. You know what I mean? Let's grow the village. Let's keep the community alive out here.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you too a bunch. If you could just hold for 1 second, I'm going to take you off screen. I'm going to just do a couple just closing thoughts, and then I'll be with you in a hot second. All right?
All right, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you. That's Steven Jackson and Ricardo Calderon of All In Lifestyle. We appreciate them coming through the premiere of the Underdog Stuff mixtape series. Yes, indeed. All right. We'll be right back to close out the show.
P-H-I-L-A period, P-A period, E, they hearing it, believe they fearing it, but loving it though.
Hey, welcome back. Like I said, we're going to do a quick closeout and then that's it for today. So I just want to say, shout out to everybody who checked in today. I appreciate you so much for tuning into the mixtape series. It's, like I said, it's not really about being a podcast. It's bigger than that. We are really wanting to support each other, especially folks who are ready to become first-time investors and entrepreneurs here in our community. And for me, that starts in the place where I grew up, which is Philly. And then hopefully we will branch it out beyond that. With that, if you missed any of today's live stream, it's all good. Folks got things going on. You can catch the audio or video of the live stream. It will be available tomorrow on underdogstuff.com or search Underdog Stuff on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. And this is going to be episode 110. And it's going to be called All In on Philly, like we discussed before. This is the rebirth of the show, but we've been out here doing our thing for a little while. We started the show back in November 2016, and now 100 plus episodes later and almost 30,000 downloads later, we are back and doing it from the city of brotherly love. Shout out to Steve and Rick for being the first guests on the mixtape series. With that, you can also go to underdogstuff.com and subscribe so you can find out on the email list about things we're going to do in terms of investing together, workshopping together, and rediscovering our special stuff together. With that, as always, I end the show with my favorite quote. Underdogs can't nobody do it. And I mean nobody can. Nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace. One.